I don't know. Stopped. Well, it will be. It will come on Spotify, hopefully. You know, after maybe by tomorrow on Spotify it will be there. So we are live on doing podcast also. So I don't know. It stopped in between. I don't know why. How? Now it's recording again. Maybe I'm just experimenting. Ho gaya successful to theek hai. So I was, you know, in temple worship, you know. Why temple worship is not so recommended in Kali Yuga? Because in Dwapar Yuga or Treta Yuga, you know, there were Brahmanas who could vibrate the mantras very, very perfectly. You know, we don't have such pure Brahmanas. You know, now you see, to be tell you truthfully, you know, most of the Brahmanas, you know, if you see them, you know, wo chai peete hain, intoxication, paan, gudka, ye sab, you know, khate rehte hain. To mantra bhi, you know, they aise uchcharan karte hain fast. Diwali mein kisi pandit ko bulao, to railway ki train, bullet train se zyada fast mantra uchcharan hota hai unka. Because they want to finish it off. And for temple worship, you know, it you know required pure chandan to put the lap of the Lord. We don't have pure chandan, right? You know, and we don't get such pure chandan. You know, then you know you have to do abhishek with gold water, silver water. You know, then you have to put gold coated rice. You know, with that you have to do abhishek. So we don't have that much wealth in Kali Yuga. No one has that much wealth. So that's why you know it is not recommended in Kali Yuga. You know that by DT worship you can't get, you know, God in Kali Yuga. You know, you can get, you know, so your senses are controlled. You know, DT worship is recommended for neophytes in Kali Yuga, so that, you know, their senses, their eyes, their hands, their, you know, it helps in spiritualizing your senses. It helps in spiritualizing your consciousness. You know, that's why DT worship is recommended. Otherwise, but the most important thing is the holy name in Kali Yuga. So, you know, if you chant the holy name, you know, because we have very short time, 100 years, so it requires the most powerful method. When the time is short, you know, that time Krishna has given us the most powerful method of this holy name. It is non-different from Krishna. Naam Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Naam Chintamani. This Naam is Chintamani. You know, whatever you want, the name will give you. You know, like Parasmani, it can turn anything to gold. Anything to gold. The Chintamani, it can give you whatever you desire in your mind. So it can give you Krishna, it can give you Vaikuntha, everything it can give you. Naam Chintan Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It is Chaitanya, it is full of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's not dead matter. Like I told, you know, the Upanishad says, you know, you require the bow, a very strong bow. So this holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is that strong bow. It's full of life. So when it pushes the arrow, the soul, us, towards Krishna, we will land at Krishna's lotus feet, Siddha Jake. Right, and serve Krishna. We will land in Goloka Vrindavan. You know, because it is so powerful, because it is from Goloka, it can throw us back to Goloka. So Naam Chintaman Chaitanya, it is full of life. Rasa Vigraha, it is full of embodiment of all the rasas. So by chanting the holy name, it is not dry, you know, not that, you know, you get some Nirakar, Brahma Jyoti merging into that. No, it is full of rasa. Embodiment of rasa means it has all the relationships in it which you can have with Krishna. You know, right now we all have our relationship in the material world. We have parents, we have friends, we have, you know, servants, we have masters, we have mother, father, husband, wife, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend. So many relationships we have in the material world. But those all are temporary, and those all are, you know, just limited to a particular time factor. You know, for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, depending on how long the two of us will live. You know, the person who is in a relationship with us, you know, how long they will live. But with Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya means it is full of life, means never ending. Never ending. It is not Jadavastu. In the material world, the relationship is Jadavastu. Jada means matter, you know, which has end. So every relationship in the material world has end. But it is Chaitanya Krishna with the Naam. When you chant the holy name, our relationship that is established with Krishna is Chaitanya. It is full of life, never ending, eternal. Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Sachid Ananda. It is full of knowledge, full of bliss, full of eternity. You know, it is never ending. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Embodiment of we can develop, like vigraha means we can, we will get a spiritual form in which we can serve Krishna. You know, that form will also be eternal and full of rasa. It will manifest to us our relationship with Krishna. You know, so today I think we, sometime back also I told, that, it depends on what naam we are chanting. Why the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Because different Krishna's different names have different meanings. There's this secondary name, like Bhagwan, Paramatma. If you chant those names, you may go to, Nirakar liberation you may get, and or you may go to Vaikuntha planet in Shantarasa, Jagannath and all you chant. Then comes the, main primary name, Ram, Krishna, all these names. So what happens with these names? When you chant Ram, when you chant Krishna, when you chant Narsingha, when you chant Vamana, what will happen? What will happen? I told you, if you remember, there are 24 planets of Narayana with different holy names. Right? Remember, I told. The 24 planets of Narayana, who has different symbols and different names. Madhusudan, Govinda, Krishna, Padmanabha, Narasimha, Varaha. Right? So if you chant this primary name, you will go into those planets where they are exist, where the Narayan planets. Understood? Ram, you go to Ayodhya. You chant Krishna, you go to Krishna, Vaikuntha planet. That is not Goloka. That is Krishna, expansion Krishna in that planet. Or if you chant, Dwarkadish Krishna, then you go to Dwarka in Vaikuntha planet. So this is primary. But then there is Madhurya Nam. Madhurya Nam. Yeah, they all in Vaikuntha, all are eternal. I think you did not attend that lecture. And then there is Madhurya Nam. Madhurya Nam means Radha Krishna. Radha Raman, Radha Madhav, Radha Vinodilal, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhav, Radha, which is there with Radharani's name. It is called Madhurya Nam, or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also the Madhurya Nam. This is the reason why we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because our goal is Goloka Vrindavan. Right? So, and in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can develop Madhurya relationship with Krishna. There are different Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya Bhav. So you can develop Madhurya relationship with Krishna. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we chant, it gives us our Swarup. Naam Chintam Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Vigraha means Swarup. It gives us our Swarup, that is eternal Swarup, Chaitanya Swarup, eternal Swarup in Goloka Vrindavan. So how is that God? That is what is, that I like in the beginning I told, how we can see Krishna. So we have to develop this Swarup, our spiritual form. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to help us develop this spiritual form of us. Right now we have this material form in which we can interact only with matter, guna. We have to develop a nirguna form, a form that is above the three modes of material nature, that is spiritual. That form we have to develop. And that process is Krishna consciousness, where your cheto darpanam, the heart gets purified of all kaam, krodh, lobh, maha, matsarya, everything, it gets purified. And then it becomes clean, like when the mirror is clean, you can see everything very, very perfectly. And when the mirror is dusty, you can't see your face. When the mirror of our heart is cleaned of all kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, then the swarup shakti of Krishna descends. The chaitanya rasa vigraha swarup shakti of Krishna descends. That is there with the holy name. This naam chintamani, it is there, it descends in our heart. It is manifested in our heart. In that time, our swarup is revealed to us. And what we are, in the spiritual world, how to serve Krishna there, how to relate with Krishna, what is our relationship with Krishna, our sambandh with Krishna. Oh, you are in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, whatever bhav you may be. It is revealed. And then when you chant more and more, then the different details of those swarup is revealed to you. in Sakya Bhav what you have to do, in Vatsalya Bhav you have what you have to do. Everything is revealed to you one by one. And then you re-establish your relationship with Krishna, and then you can interact with Krishna. Right now, with our material senses, whatever you can do, you can go to Himalayas, go everywhere, anywhere you can go, but you can't interact with Krishna with these material senses. You have to develop a spiritual consciousness, for you to spiritualize your body, and your mind and intelligence. That will help you to develop a spiritual body. As your material body gets spiritualized one by one, and you get detached from the material modes of nature, you'll come to the stage of nishtha, where you have firm faith. Okay, Krishna is God and I am His part and parcel. I don't belong to the material world. Clear distinction ho jayega aapke dimag mein. Abhi to humko lagta hai ki, kabhi lagta hai, hamare mummy bhi hamari hai, hamare desh bhi hamara hai, hamare bachche bhi hamare hain. Ye hum is, kya bolte hain, duality mein hain ki inko serve kare ya Krishna ko serve kare, kaise maintain kare, इनको मेंटेन करना है. तो ये है तरंग रंगनी की स्टेज, जो हमको वी एक्सपीरियंस एट द स्टेज अनंत निवृत्ति, कि हम समटाइम वी आर वेरी एंथुजियास्टिक, समटाइम वी आर वेरी डल. अरे आज मन नहीं कर रहा है चैंटिंग करने का, आज मन नहीं कर रहा है सेवा करने का, आज मन नहीं कर रहा है क्लास जाने का, क्योंकि हमारे माइंड इज मटीरियल, बी नॉट कम्प्लीटली स्पिरिचुअल. इट इज इन द प्रोसेस बट नॉट कम्प्लीटली स्पिरिचुअलाइज. But once our senses, our mind gets spiritualized, and our heart is completely purified of all the anarthas, then we come to the stage of nishtha. Then we know, okay, no, whatever happens, I will do seva, I will chant my 16 round. Dunya idhar ki udhar ho jaye, koi kuch bhi bole, Prahlad Maharaj, log bolte hain, Prabhu ji, hum to parents pe dependent hai. Hum kya kare, pyaar lasan kaise chode? Prahlad Maharaj to 7-6 saal ka bachcha tha. ध्रुव तो 5 साल का बच्चा था, और आपके पेरेंट्स तो ना हिरण्यकशिपु है. हिरण्यकशिपु तो बहुत बड़ा असुर था. इवन इंद्रा एंड एवरीवन वाज स्केर्ड ऑफ हिम, राइट? ही गॉट बेनेडिक्शन फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा. सो ना तो आपके पेरेंट्स हिरण्यकशिपु है, और ना हमारे पास में इतने प्रॉब्लम्स हैं जो प्रहलाद महाराज की को फेस करने पड़े. हमको ना कोई फायर के अंदर फेंक रहा है, ना हमको कोई हाथी के नीचे चुनवा रहा है, हाथी हमारे ऊपर जा रहा है, ना हमको कोई सांपों के बीच में फेंक रहा है, ना हमको कोई पॉइजन दे रहा है. हमको तो खाली डील करना है, प्याज लहसुन छोड़ना है, नॉन वेज छोड़ना है, अनियन गार्लिक छोड़ना है, इंटॉक्सिकेशन चाय कॉफ़ी छोड़ना है हमको, बस और क्या करना है. इतना लिमिटेड. और हम तो एंड वी से अरे कैसे करें प्रभु जी, बहुत टफ है, पेरेंट्स अलाउ नहीं करते. प्रहलाद महाराज को क्या पेरेंट्स ने अलाउ किया था क्या? हिरण्यकश्यपु ने बोला, अरे मेरे प्रहलाद, मेरे बच्चे, जाओ तुम विष्णु की सेवा करो. नहीं ना, ही वॉज रेडी टू किल हिम, बट नहीं डटे. वाई? बिकॉज प्रहलाद महाराज हैज डेवलप निष्ठा, दैट कम व्हाट मे, आई नो कृष्णा इज देयर, बिकॉज बाय जपा, बाय चैंटिंग, ही रियलाइज semblance of Krishna, abhas, Krishna ka abhas, he could get Krishna's abhas or semblance in the naam. So, and he was, he was very, very strong in his conviction that yes, Krishna is there, I am there, I am part and parcel of Krishna, I don't belong to my parents, my material thing. That's why he had the guts to call his father Asura. In one of the conversation with his father, Prahlad Maharaj says, hey Asur Shrestha, oh topmost Asur, matlab, oh topmost demon. No one is telling, to tell your parents like that, but, he told his parents, oh topmost Asur, what do you think, you are God, what do you think, you are Purusha, oh the only Purusha is Krishna, you are nothing. You will be destroyed when Krishna wants. Then he got so agitated. He said, oh, your God is everywhere. You say, yes, he's everywhere. He's in the pillar. Yes, in the pillar. He went and broke the pillar. So Prahlad Maharaj was very strong, very small, So we should not give these excuses. Oh, our parents are not allowing. We can't eat. If you want, where there's a will, there's a way. Because we have to understand that if you really are sincere and serious on the path of spiritual realization, realizing the absolute truth, realizing Krishna, then you have to take this minimal risk. No one is asking you to go to Himalayas. No one is asking you to stand on one leg. No one is asking you to hold your breath for one day. No one is asking you to give up all food, all water. You know, like Dhruv Maharaj, you know, every 15 days he used to take water, or, you know, then he gave up that also. Then every some days he used to take air, then he gave up taking air also, right? So no one is asking you such big austerities. What the Shastra is asking you, just follow the four pillars of Dharma. What are the four pillars of Dharma? Mercy, cleanliness, austerity and purity. Mercy, cleanliness, austerity, and what are the four pillars of Dharma? Truthfulness, yeah, austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. These are the four pillars of Dharma. So the four regulative principles, you know, if we don't follow, we destroy these four pillars of Dharma. You know, we are not even dharmic. You understand? Forget of being spiritual. First you have to come to the human platform, dharmic platform. So by following these four principles, no meat eating, no intoxication, no sex, no gambling. ये कोई बड़ा spiritual advancement नहीं होगा इससे. इससे खाली आप human level पे आओगे. Right now you are not even on the human level. Right now you are on the subhuman level. कौन खाता है meat? जानवर खाते हैं. ना आप खा रहे हो. You are on the level, that level. कृष्णा बोलेंगे next life में कि जानवर की body ले लो. असुर के खून को कौन खाता है? डीमन नर भक्षी खाते थे यू नो, इनको नर भक्षी बोलते हैं, मतलब जो नर ह्यूमन को ह्यूमन के कर क्या बोलते हैं, शव को खाते थे नर भक्षी. तो वही है, प्याज लहसुन इज अ ब्लड ऑफ द डीमन. वी आर ईटिंग दैट, वी आर नर भक्षीज. सो वी आर नॉट इवन ऑन द ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म, वी आर सब ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म राइट नाउ. सो वॉट द फोर एग्री प्रिंसिपल द धर्मा द पिलर धर्मा इज इट विल टेक यू टू द यू नो टू द धार्मिक लेवल टू द ह्यूमन लेवल. That you have to know, this is what we are asking. Don't eat onion garlic, don't take meat, don't eat meat, onion garlic mushroom, don't do intoxication. Tea and coffee are included in that. Your chocolates are included in that. Don't take chocolates. Then don't do gambling, all this. Jahan pe paise luck, jahan pe luck favor karta hai, usko gambling bolte hain. We all know that whole Mahabharata happened because of gambling. The biggest war, in human history happened because of gambling. So, don't do gambling because it breaks dharmic principles. And don't do sex outside marriage, it breaks dharmic principles. So, these four austerities required for us. Minimum ko follow karna hai. So, we should not give excuse. Only then we'll be able to come, we'll be able to cross over the nishtha, the anatha nivritti stage and come to nishtha. Otherwise, aap log bolte rahoge, 10 saal baad mein yehi bologe, Prabhu ji mann nahi lag raha chanting mein, Prabhu ji mind yahan wahan ja raha hai, Prabhu ji ye problem, Prabhu ji wo problem, Prabhu ji chanting puri complete nahi ho rahi hai. Yehi bolte rahoge. Kyun bolte rahoge? Kyunki you are not following the four dharmic principles. Barabar. And prasadam, Bhagwan ko bhog chada ke khana. Sola mala jap karna. These are all the do's and the don'ts we have to do. Don'ts mean know all these four principles, and do's means offer bhoga to Krishna and have bhoga, have prasadam, and chant sola mala early in the morning. Kitne log aate hain morning ki japa session mein? We have around 130, 140, coordinators, right? 100 Matajis and 40 Prabhujis. So now we have 140 coordinators. They don't come in for the class. Out of 140, no one are half, I think around 65-70 are, our coordinators, and 15-20 are outsiders right now. So 70, matlab 50% log aaye hain class mein. 50% to class mein bhi nahi aaye. And you think that you'll get Krishna. Laat maar ke bhaga denge Krishna. Sat bol raha hu. You're not even disciplined. There's no discipline in your life. Forget of being a disciple. You are not even a disciple. You can't lead a... So, without being a disciple of, like Krishna says, you know, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. The devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So you are not even a devotee of Krishna's devotee. Because you're not disciplined. Week mein do to lecture and usme bhi full strength mein nahi aate hum. So this is what happens, you know. We take it for granted. Bhakti humne granted. Hamara material world mein itne aa sakti hai abhi. Krishna ke liye aa sakti nahi hai. This is the reason why we don't find, you know, taste in the holy name. Our mind gets distracted. And jab thoda problem hoga, maya do teen jhapat marega, fir hum koi Krishna yaad aayenge. Oh Krishna, you know, sorry Krishna, you know, I'm come back to bhakti. And then hum class attend karenge. So this should, we have to become sincere and serious. Then we can cross over this anartha nivritti. Otherwise, you know, sometime hot, sometime cold. Aise rahega hamari bhakti. Sometime very, very good, sometime very dull. Sometime we will have no taste, sometime we'll have a lot of, you know, enthusiasm. Sometime, you know, hamara seva mein man nahi lagega, sometime chanting mein man nahi lagega, sometime kabhi lagega. Ko ye taranga rangani stage, taranga rangani kaise hota hai na? The waves, up and down, up and down, up and down. Hamari bhakti up and down hoti rehti hai. It is a stage of bhajan kriya and anartha nivritti, where your bhakti goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And it will continue to go up and down for the next 100 years, maybe for the next 100 lifetimes also. If you don't become disciplined in life, agar aapke life mein discipline nahi aayega, to ye taranga rangani ye life mein nahi, aane wale hazaron life mein aapko pareshan karegi. Humko lana padega discipline. Yes, you know, we will follow, you know, all the four great principles. We will attend the session, we will, you know, attend the classes, we will chant our holy name in the morning. I was asking, how many of you attend our morning japa? How many come in the morning japa? How many come in the morning japa? 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 140. I am talking of the numbers. How many number? How many number come? 5 to 7. Chalo, 10 maan liya. Out of 140, 10 people come for morning japa. Baki in 130, kahan pe? You know? In maya. Baki 150 in maya. 130 in maya. Because and nidra means maya, maya devi. Jeeva jago, gora chandra bole. Kab tak maya ke, which called maya ke lap mein sote rahoge. To maya ke lap mein sote hain aram se majhe se subah. What is sleeping for the materialist is wake up time for the spiritualist. So, spiritualist jo hota hai, wo brahm murt mein jagta hai. अपनी सेवा साधना भजन क्रिया ये सब ब्रह्म मुहूर्त टाइम में करता है. और जो कर्मी होते हैं वो सोते हैं, जो नास्तिक होते हैं वो सोते हैं, जो असुरिक होते हैं वो ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में सोते हैं. तो अभी हाँ, आप लोग सब जितने भी लोग नहीं आते हो, यू आर नॉट इवन ऑन द ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म. सुबह ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में उठना कोई स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं है, वो ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म है, वो असुरिक प्लेटफॉर्म से ऊपर लाना है. यू नो, चार नियम फॉलो करना, सुबह उठना, ये सब ह्यूमन लेवल पे लाने के लिए है. वैदिक टाइम में एवरीवन यूज्ड टू गेट अप एट 4 o'clock. बाय 6 o'clock तो सब पूजा सेवा घर का सब कुछ हो जाता था. बिकॉज वैदिक टाइम में इट वॉज, यू नो, इफ इट इज, यू नो, नॉट वैदिक टाइम, इट इज सेड, यू नो, इन द शास्त्र दैट इफ द सन सीज, व्हेन द सन राइजेस, इफ द सन सीज द हाउस वेरी नीट एंड क्लीन, देन द सन ब्लेसेस दैट हाउस विद लक्ष्मी. बिकॉज नर नारायण, नारायण इज विद लक्ष्मी. लक्ष्मी मीन ऑस्पिशियसनेस, यू नो, वो हाउस में कभी वास्तु दोष नहीं होता, वो हाउस में कभी नेगेटिव एनर्जी नहीं आएगी, वो हाउस में हमेशा, यू नो, स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी रहेगी. यू नो, द सन ब्लेसेस देयर हाउस. तो वैदिक टाइम में एवरीवन यूज्ड टू गेट अप एंड क्लीन देयर हाउस बिफोर द सन राइजेस, 5:30, 6:15 तक पूरा, यू नो, सेवा, झाड़ू पोछा, एवरीथिंग नीट एंड क्लीन. और अभी तो क्या होता है, हम 9 बजे तक तो हम जगी सो ही रहे हैं. 9 बजे तक वी आर स्लीपिंग, आर होल हाउस इज अनटाइडी. यहाँ पे हमारा चद्दर पड़ी है, वहाँ पे तकिया, हम सो रहे हैं, गंदगी, ये सब कुछ वैसे का वैसे ही है. राइट, दैट्स वाई वी हैव सो मच नेगेटिव एनर्जी इन आर हाउस राइट नाउ. जब भी हम भागते हैं, कभी फैंसी के पास में, कभी वास्तु से करने, कभी एस्ट्रोलॉजर के पास में, कि हमारा ग्रह से कब होगा ये, अरे कुछ नहीं होगा. आप ना आपको अपना ग्रह सही करना है, सुबह ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में उठना चालू कर दो। जो ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में हुआ नहीं, वन हु गेट्स इन ब्रह्म मुहूर्त, he will have all auspiciousness in his life, he will have all positive energies in his house, in his, you know, there will be no fight, apne mind will be very peaceful. Fight kab hoti hai ghar mein? Jab mind agitated hota hai. Brahm muhurt mein utho, aapka mind utho, sadhna karo, you know, sadhu sang, bhagavad gita, bhagavatam ke lecture suno 7 baje 8 baje, you know, then your mind will be peaceful whole day, no fight, no kich, no negative energy, everyone will become very happy, Vaikuntha will become Vaikuntha in your house. बट हम वो करते नहीं, हम लेसी हैं, बिकॉज वी आर सब ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म पे हैं, हम सब ह्यूमन प्लेटफॉर्म पे, वी आर फॉरगेट अबाउट बीइंग स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म, वो तो बहुत हाई है, यू नो, एंड हम एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं हमको कृष्णा के दर्शन क्यों नहीं मिलते हैं, बिकॉज हम अभी तो असुरिक लेवल पे हैं, कृष्णा के दर्शन मिल भी गए तो हम पहचान नहीं पाएंगे कृष्णा को, यू नो, दुर्योधन ही सॉ कृष्णा बट ही कुडंट रिकॉग्नाइज कृष्णा, कमसा ही सॉ कृष्णा, ही कुडंट रिकॉग्नाइज कृष्णा इज गॉड, रावण ही सॉ राम, ही कुडंट रिकॉग्नाइज राम इज विष्णु, हिरण्यकशिपु ही सॉ नरसिंहदेव, ही कुडंट रिकॉग्नाइज हिज गॉड, ही वाज स्टिल फाइटिंग, सो इवन इफ वी सी गॉड इन आवर कंटेमिनेटेड पोजीशन, इन अ सबह्यूमन पोजीशन, वी कांट, वी विल हैव नो बेनिफिट, दैट्स व्हाई कृष्णा डजंट कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस, डजंट शो अस, ओनली व्हेन यू कम ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म, लाइक आई सेड, यू नो, दैट वी हैव टू बिकम, वी हैव टू डेवलप निर्गुणा सेंसेस दैट आर कंप्लीटली स्पिरिचुअल, व्हेन वी डेवलप दैट, then we can interact with Krishna, then we can talk with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna, sing with Krishna, sleep with Krishna, wake up with Krishna, swim with Krishna, you know, whatever you want you can do with Krishna, then pure devotee, you know, pure devotee is on pure goodness platform, nirguna platform, you know, spiritual platform, he has developed his spiritual form, you know, he interacts with Krishna 24 hours a day. Prabhupada told many times, you know, Krishna personally comes and dictates his books, because he's not writing his books, Krishna comes and dictates. So how is Krishna coming? Because Prabhupada is able to interact with Krishna. So Krishna is coming and writing the books for Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada used to read his books and he used to wonder, how did I write these things? You know, because Krishna was writing all those things. So a pure devotee can directly interact with Krishna. But, you know, we have no, our faith is so weak because our sadhana is weak. Our sadhu sangh is weak. Our seva is weak. You know, we have so many hidden desires. Oh, I want name, fame, I want this, that. You know, recognition in our sadhana, seva, become famous. So all these desires pull us back and we are not able to do sadhana properly. And then we can't come to the nishtha stage. So we have to come to the nishtha stage to come to ruchi. Then we will get ruchi, you know, taste in the holy name. You know, till we come to the nishtha stage that, okay, now Krishna is there. I am Krishna's part and parcel. And my only duty, my abhide, is to chant the holy name of Krishna and then I will reach my prayojan, my goal of life, that is Krishna and prema bhakti. You know, that is comes as nishtha stage. And in nishtha stage, you begin to realize that you are this, not this body. You are not theoretically. Right now, we only know theoretically that we are not this body, we are soul. That theory will not take you, not help you very much. You know, theory, kuch time baad mein, you know, it will mechanical ho jayega aapka sadhana. Because khali theoretical level pe bhi aapko pata. Lekin nishtha ki stage mein, प्रैक्टिकल लेवल पे, साइंटिफिक लेवल पे, यू नो, जिसको बोलते हैं विज्ञान, एक्सपेरिमेंटल लेवल पे, कि आप एक्सपीरियंस कर पाओगे कि यू आर नो लॉन्गर दिस बॉडी, आप अपने आप को डिटैच कर पाओगे इस बॉडी से वेरी इजिली एंड यू एबल टू अटैच योर सेल्फ विद कृष्णा एंड सर्व कृष्णा. सो दैट इज निष्ठा स्टेज. देन वेन यू डेवलप दैट अटैच रिलेशन विद कृष्णा, देन रुचि, देन टेस्ट फॉर कृष्णा विल कम. वंस यू स्टार्ट लविंग समवन, you know, you develop some attraction to any girl or any boy, then you like to talk to that person, you develop taste with that person, you know. Anjaan aadmi ke saath mein, you know, hum kitna baat kar lenge, lekin jisse humko attachment hota hai usse hum, you know, dino ghanton baat kar lete hain, taste aa jata hai uske andar humko. So ruchi, nishtha ke baad mein ruchi, then aa sakti. Jab ek hi insaan se baar baar roz baat karte ho to, you know, bolte hai na, ek हम किसी भी चीज़ को रखें, चाहे वो नॉन लिविंग है, उससे भी हमको प्यार हो जाता है ना, ये रोज़ उसी चीज़ से हम उसके पास हम देखें, हम हमारे जूते हो, हमारा कपड़े हो, हमारी गाड़ी हो, यू नो, दे आर नॉन लिविंग एंटिटीज़, उनसे भी हमको प्यार हो जाता है. तो लिविंग से हम रोज़ बात करेंगे, यू नो, इंटरेक्ट करेंगे, रुचि टेस्ट मिल गया तो हमको आसक्ति हो जाएगी. उसी प्रकार कृष्णा से भी यदि हम कृष्णा के बारे नाम रोज़ हम रुचि, यू नो, विद निष्ठा एंड रुचि जप करेंगे तो हम शुद्ध नाम आसक्ति की तरफ पहुंच जाएंगे. आसक्त हो जाएगा फिर हमको, मैं आसक्त मना पार्थ योग जिन मदाश्रय, आश्रय ले लेंगे हम कृष्णा का फिर, हम मद आश्रय, कृष्ण के आश्रय, कंप्लीट कंप्लीट संसार धर्मान प्रत्याज माम एकम शरणम व्रज हो जाएगा फिर हमारा, फिर इमोशन आ जाएंगे, फिर प्रेम आ जाएगा हमारे अंदर, एंड देन विल बी एबल टू सर्व कृष्णा इन आर स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी विच यू अक्वायर्ड. वी स्टार्ट गेटिंग आर स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी एट द स्टेज ऑफ आसक्ति निष्ठा, आसक्ति इन भावा, दैट इज द स्टेज वेर आर स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी, निर्गुणा बॉडी, बॉडी दैट इज नॉट मटेरियल क्वालिटी, दैट स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिटी, सच्चिद आनंद विग्रह क्वालिटी, दैट बॉडी स्टार्ट डेवलपिंग एट द स्टेज ऑफ आसक्ति एंड निष्ठा, आसक्ति एंड सॉरी भावा डेवलपिंग, एंड इन दैट भावा वेन यू डेवलप दैट वी हैव स्टार्ट फीलिंग इमोशंस, दैट इज कॉल्ड स्पिरिचुअल इमोशन, बिकॉज यू आर फीलिंग दोज इमोशन फॉर कृष्णा इन द स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी. राइट नाउ आर इमोशन, वी मे क्राई समटाइम, वी मे लाफ, वी मे गेट गूज बम समटाइम हियरिंग अबाउट कृष्णा, बट दिस इज मटेरियल बॉडी, दिस इज मटेरियल प्लेटफॉर्म, यू नो भावा वी आर गेटिंग, नॉट स्पिरिचुअल भावा. सो दिस विल गो अवे, लाइक यू नो आई सी मेनी पीपल, यू नो they come to the temple, they cry also, but then they outside, they go outside the temple, जाके वृंदावन की बात, वृंदावन में जाओ या हमारे राधा रस बिहारी टेम्पल जू में है ना, when I used to go, so people used to come, look at राधा रस बिहारी, cry, you know, all these, and the moment they get out of the temple, चाय 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 कहाँ चाय चाय पीते हैं, चाय पीते हैं, या यू नो उनके जू के वहीं जाके चौपाटी जू बीच है, जू बीच में जाके अनियन गार्लिक की पाव भाजी, यू नो भेलपूरी, ये सब खाने लग जाते हैं, तो उनका जो मटेरियल लेवल पे होती है जो भावा है मटेरियल लेवल पे, स्पिरिचुअल लेवल पे नहीं, इसलिए उनका ट्रांसलेट नहीं होता है उनके लाइफ में इस चीज़ का, कुछ खाली मोमेंट्री लेवल, बिकॉज कृष्णा इज सो पावरफुल, तो मटेरियल लेवल पे इम्पैक्ट करता है कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, बट वो स्थिर मतलब कंटिन्यूस अप्रतिहता है, कंटिन्यूस नहीं है वो कुछ कुछ टाइम के लिए सीमित हो जाता है, तो ये होता है मटेरियल लेवल पे. देन इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल पे हमको आनंद होता है जब हम भगवद गीता भागवतम पढ़ते हैं, हम थियराइज करते हैं, तो यदि वो हमारा स्पिरिचुअल ट्रांसफॉर्म नहीं होगा, स्पिरिचुअल भक्ति में ट्रांसफॉर्म नहीं होगा, तो हमको इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल ज्ञानी बन जाएंगे, फिर हम इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल पे हम आनंद लेने की कोशिश करेंगे, उसमें भी हमको कभी नींद आ क्या वॉल्यू से कभी टीयर्स आ सकते हैं सब, बट दोज आर ऑल ऑन द इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल, नॉट ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल लेवल. बट ओनली वेन यू डेवलप अ स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी, जब तक आपकी स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी डेवलप नहीं हुई है, जब तक आप स्पिरिचुअल लेवल पे इमोशन भावा फील नहीं कर सकते हो, तो जो भी आप भाव फील करते हो, अपने आप से पूछो क्या आपको अपनी स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी को रियलाइज हो गया है, अगर नहीं हुआ है तो आपके भाव मटेरियल है, आपके भावा जो टीयर्स भी हैं, जो गूज बम्स हो रहे हैं, जो भी हो रहे हैं, वो मटेरियल लेवल पे हैं, वो स्पिरिचुअल नहीं है, क्योंकि स्पिरिचुअल लेवल पे हम इमोशन जब ही फील कर सकते हैं जब हमारी स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी डेवलप, हमको पता है हम कौन है. इफ आई आस्क यू हु आर यू, ओ आई एम सो एंड सो, अपने नाम बोलोगे आप, बट यू कांट से आई एम यू नो रूप मंजरी, लाइक यू नो रूप गोस्वामी फॉर रूप मंजरी, और आई एम सो एंड सो इन गोलोका, दैट यू कांट से, बिकॉज यू नॉट रियलाइज दैट, सो यू मे फेलिंग सम भावा, नॉट ऑन अ स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म, ऑन द मटेरियल प्लेटफॉर्म, सो दैट इज हाउ यू रियलाइज योर स्वरूप, यू नो ऑन द स्टेज ऑफ भावा एंड आसक्ति एंड भावा, यू रियलाइज योर स्वरूप, वेयर द नाम, द होली नेम, यू नो होली नेम, नाम गुण रूप लीला, होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा, नाम विल बिकम रूपा, द कृष्णा नेम विल डेवलप इन टू अ फॉर्म इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, एंड यू विल ऑल्सो नो ओके माई फॉर्म इज दिस, बिकॉज वेन यू सी सन यू ऑल्सो सी, इन द सन यू सी एवरीथिंग, यू सी ऑल द अदर ऑब्जेक्ट्स अराउंड यू एंड यू सी योर सेल्फ ऑल्सो. सिमिलरली वेन द प्रेमा नाम और द स्पिरिचुअल कॉन्शियसनेस विल राइज इन योर हार्ट, चेतो दर्पणम जिसको बोलते हैं, राइज इन योर हार्ट, दैट टाइम द फर्स्ट थिंग यू विल सी इज कृष्णा, एंड द सेकेंड थिंग यू विल सी इज योर सेल्फ, यू नो मिरर में दो मिरर दो देखेंगे, कृष्णा का फॉर्म और आपका फॉर्म देखेगा, एंड वो टाइम पे आपको आपको होगा कि ओके आई एम इन दास्य भाव, आई एम इन साख्य भाव, आई एम इन वात्सल्य भाव, आई एम इन माधुर्य भाव, नाम नाम चिंतन चैतन्य रस विग्रह, इस चैतन्य होली नेम विल गिव यू योर विग्रह योर फॉर्म, दैट एंड दैट फॉर्म विल बी पूर्ण शुद्ध नित्य मुक्त, पूर्ण शुद्ध कंप्लीटली स्पिरिचुअल फॉर्म, नॉट एट ऑल मटेरियल फॉर्म, स्पिरिचुअल सेंसेस, स्पिरिचुअल माइंड, स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंस, स्पिरिचुअल कॉन्शियसनेस, एवरीथिंग स्पिरिचुअल, इटर्नल फॉर्म, नित्य पूर्ण मुक्त, पूर्ण शुद्ध नित्य मुक्त, इटर्नली मुक्त, It will be a spiritual eternal, not bound by the material modes of nature. In that level, you'll be able to see Krishna, interact with Krishna, talk with Krishna, offer your, when you offer food with Krishna, you can see Krishna having that food. You can, you know, you can, like Prabhupada, you know, when he used to go in front of deity, once he was in Mayapur temple, and Radha Madhav, you know, so he was looking at Radha Madhav and, you know, tears were coming out of his eyes, you know, and, you know, he was crying, and for hours he was just looking, and so all the disciples around was wondering what had happened, you know. So then when after a few hours Prabhupada came back to his consciousness, so he told, you know, did you see Radha Madhav dancing, you know, how they pulled me up and made me also dance with them. So, you know, that level of consciousness where you can interact, you know. So all the people couldn't see that because they were not on that level, they were on the material level. So they just saw Prabhupada standing there and looking at the deity. But Prabhupada was interacting with Radha Madhav. You know, he was talking to them, dancing with them, you know, eating prasadam with them. You know, like once Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and the lecture became quite midnight, you know, around 12 o'clock. So Prabhupada just stopped the lecture and rushed to his room, and he started preparing bhoga, you know. And so people are wondering what happened. What happened to Prabhupada suddenly at 12 o'clock in the night, you know. And Prabhupada said, oh, Radha Madhav just, you know, were feeling hungry, you know. So he prepared bhoga and offered to them, you know. So like that, you can literally interact with Krishna like we are talking, like you talk with your parents, you talk with your friends, you talk with your, you know, children, you talk with your partner, you know, like that you can talk with Krishna, you can interact with Krishna, Krishna reciprocates with you on that level of bhava, spiritual, where you have developed a spiritual form of yours. And that level, you know, you can serve Krishna in your spiritual form. That is called, you know, Leela Pravesh and Mansi, you know, serving Krishna in your spiritual form. And then when you become so much saturated with love, prema, you know, intoxicated in Krishna bhav, Krishna prem, you know, by chanting the holy Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that one day, you know, when you will no longer want to require this material body and no longer want to be in the material world, you will give up this material body, and the spiritual body which you have developed, you know, in that body you will go to Golok Vrindavan and start serving Krishna there. So the Shastra explains us that, you know, for a devotee who has realized Krishna and his own spiritual body, for him giving up this body is like, you know, a person who is a drunkard person who is totally drunk. So he walks, sometimes his cap falls down, sometimes his suit falls down, he even doesn't come to know. Right? A drunkard person, dekha hoga na, sharab, you know, he's like, kabhi uska topi gir jayega, kabhi uska suit gir jayega, kabhi kuch gir jayega, but usko farak nahi padta hai, he is totally intoxicated. Similarly, a person intoxicated in Krishna prem, in Krishna bhava, you know, who has realized his spiritual form, you know, when he gives up his material body, it's like that only. You know, body yahan rahegi, usko pata bhi nahi chalta hai, and he is in the spiritual world in front of Krishna, serving Krishna there, you know, interacting with Krishna there. So this is what, you know, this is how you develop a nirguna, you know, which is full of, which is without material qualities, you know, completely untainted by matter and beyond time and space. That it is in the Vaikuntha space, not in the material space, which is 3/4 of the total creation of Krishna. The 1/4 is the material world, the 3/4 is the Vaikuntha world. So there you can, you know, interact with Krishna, live with Krishna, stay with Krishna, serve with Krishna eternally. So Krishna says, the super soul is the original source of all senses. So in that sense, Krishna is the source of our spiritual body also. Right now, Krishna is the source of a material body which is there with us to interact with the material elements. Similarly, when we, you know, become spiritualized at the stage of Nishtha, Asakti and Ruchi, the Paramatma in our heart will get exchanged with Radha Krishna. You know, because Paramatma in our heart is a reflection of the Paramatma, Nishyodaksha Vishnu on Brahma Loka. So that gets replaced by Goloka. The reflection of Goloka, Radha Krishna comes in our heart then. So then, you know, they give us the spiritual senses. You know, like the Paramatma gives us the material senses to interact with matter. When Paramatma is exchanged, or, when Paramatma is replaced by Radha Krishna from Goloka in our heart, So those Radha Krishna gives us spiritual body. Spiritual. So the super soul means Radha Krishna is the super soul then in our heart. So if they are the original source of our senses, our spiritual senses. They give us a spiritual energy. And with that senses, we are able to serve them. Because he is the master of those senses. He is the master of those senses. So we engage our spiritual senses in the seva of the Lord. This is the whole process of Krishna consciousness. Not some sentimental process. You know, one can verify it at every stage. If you sincerely and seriously follow it. Not just, you know, following for the sake of following. You know, man 10 minute ke liye class sun liya, 15 minute ke liye aate rahe, jaate rahe. Nahi, aisa nahi hota hai. You know, you have to give your ears. Like I told, ear is the, you know, their ears are binding you in the material world. Your ears will liberate you in the material world. Because ears develop hue the ahankar ke karan, material ears. Or pure ego ke karan, spiritual ears develop honge. Material ears ke karan, ahankar develop hua tha. Sorry, material ahankar ke karan material ears develop hue the. Aur pure ahankar ke karan, jo pure ego ke karan, spiritual ears develop honge. And hum Krishna ka sound sun payenge. Ab ye matter ka sound sun rahe hain, fir hum Krishna ka sound sun payenge. Krishna kya bolte hain Krishna, you know, whatever, you know, his you know, interaction with his devotees in Goloka Vrindavan, everything you can hear when you develop your spiritual ears, you know, your spiritual body being here, you know, you can experience everything there. How is Krishna? Because, you know, in your spiritual body, even though you may be in this material body, you know, in this planet, but by manasi seva, by lila pravesh, you can actually enter into the spiritual realm, nirguna stage of consciousness. And there you can hear what is, you know, how Krishna is talking with Radha Rani, how Krishna is talking with all the devotees, and you can take part in that, you know, assembly of Vaikuntha devotees. You know, that is called Sadhu Sangha, you know, devotee Sangha. In Vaikuntha you can do, you know, with Krishna and Radha and Krishna at the center of everyone's seva. So Hare Krishna. So if you have any question, you can ask the question now. So we can take some question. Who is coming for questions?